The tzaddikim tell us. And Hashem is Yodea Ta'alumos. The tzaddikim tell us on Yodea Ta'alumos that Hashem knows that which is hidden, that which is Ne'elam. This world is called Olam because it's a world that is hidden from clarity, from Hashem. And it's a very confusing world. The neshama has no place in this world. He doesn't like this world. And sometimes when we feel confused and we feel that things don't make sense and we feel that things are dark, we're the most tapped in to our neshama because that's the truth. We always want clarity. We always want things to make sense. We want light. Lahagid baboiker chazdecha. We want the morning, the day which represents clarity. But the truth is, that's not the Jewish people. The Jewish people are emunascha balelos. We live in the darkness. We count our life based on the moon, which comes out at night. And what happens once in a while is there's a person like Menachem Nachum, as I call it. Such a simple, silly metaphor, but it's when the whoever it might be, the heavyweight boxer, the MMA, where someone stands at the in the middle of the let's not get lost in the metaphor. That was too triggering for everybody. And when that person stands up at the end of the fight, when that person stands up at the end of the fight and climbs on the ropes and stands up tall and holds the belt and celebrates and everyone sings for the person and the people who've been in the ring since day one and they've been battling since day one. And they've been punching and getting punched since day one. And it's been dark. And that person has reached within that Lila and reached within oneself and reached to the, as Nachi always used to tell me when I first met him, I can't not mention who he mentioned Bishmo in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Kalish, our Rebbe. And the line was, this is the Nasty told me. There's a line that Nasty told me. And the line is, and this is a hard one for all of us, levado. Levado. Levado means sometimes you have to stand alone. And sometimes that's when you actually get in touch with yourself, is when you're alone. And you know what happens when you let yourself be alone? Nahi made up this shot this year. He made up this shot. Wait for the shot. Wait for the shot. Wait for the shot. Nahi made up this shot. Ready for the shot? Here it is. I always said, we're gonna pull this together. Ready? Chevra. Chevra. Everybody is looking for the Chevra. Everyone is looking to be the Chevra. Ches, Beis, this is a pshat that Nahi made up. Because I kept on saying, forget about the Chevra. Forget about the Chevra. You want the Chavera. Exactly. The only way everybody here is going to end up sitting here. Yeah! And sitting on the ground. The only way everyone in this room, the only way that every person in this room will end up with the person who's going not to be the chevra, but who's going to be your chaver meloshen chibur. And the only way, this is the pshat Nahi made up, is chaver, listen to this, is chaver Hashem. Which is like this. You're looking for your answers. You're looking for your answers in somebody else. You're looking for your answers. Guys, hold up, listen, for real. Guys, listen up. Everyone is looking for the answers outside of themselves. The answers to your problems are not outside of yourself. The answers that you have are right here. And the second you're willing to live your life like that, with Chaver Hashem, because Levad is the Rosh Tevis, Levad is Lishmarcha, Bechol Drachecha. You're not alone. And the second you do that, this is what happens. And I, just to talk for a second, just to say, I told Nahi, I want to tell you something. I'm going to end off with this. I don't know if Nahi's going to share something. Our last trip together. I was blessed on my two trips ago a few times, and Nahi drove me around. Baruch Hashem, we drove together, I should say. And we were waiting for this meeting for many years, I would say, for a few years. And we said, when are we going to get a chance to sit, all three of us together, with...
Whose wedding was it? Chaim Eckhouse?
Chaim Eckhouse.
Chaim Eckhouse's wedding. And we went upstairs together. And Nahi was not in the highlight and the best place that he wanted to be in his head and in his heart. And we sat down together, Nahi, Rabbi Kalish, and myself, and we sat down. And Nahi wanted, he gave me permission to say this, Nahi was waiting Listen to this, everybody. Nahi was waiting to sit with us and to say, like, I made it. I'm there. This is great. I'm being successful. And instead, what came out was, I'm working hard on myself, and it's very difficult for me, and I'm going through a hard time. He sat with two people who you would want to impress, and you want to say, I'm doing good, I'm great, I got this covered, I got it all covered. Your brother, Mayor Mattel, once said to Pshat, I got it covered. When someone says, I got it all covered, it means, yeah, you have it all covered over. You got it covered. You don't got anything covered. You got it all covered. That's the problem. I love you too, man. Chaim Rosenberg. This is a moment in time for all of us. This is a moment in time for all of us. There's a moment in time for every person here. It's a chizik. One of my relatives who was an Auschwitz survivor, listen to this, everybody. One of my relatives who was an Auschwitz survivor used to tell us, she used to tell us that we live from Shabbos to Shabbos. We live from Yomtiv to Yomtiv. We live from Simcha to Simcha. You know why? Because it's hard work. It takes hard work. And as you guys have heard from me in Yeshiva many times, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. And the moment, and just hearing about the Kala, hearing about Rina, hearing it's no joke, I'm being serious. I said, to meet Nahi's other half, could you imagine? Hashem should help us all. Let's learn from this holy couple. Let's learn, okay. Let's learn, guys, everyone together, that when we walk out of this simcha, when you walk out of the simcha, you can ask, I'm sure, both of them to get to where you are now. To get to where you are now. Was it an easy journey? Was it simple journey? No, but what? One thing I'm going to speak out that is unique. There's a lot to speak out about Nahi and Rina. One thing I can tell you is that Nahi, and this is not simple, because Nahi, Baruch Hashem, has a strong personality. He's a confident person. He's a smart, Baruch Hashem, has a good head. And Nahi is able, listen to this, to put himself to the side and to be mevatel himself. To be mevatel, yes, very good looking. I know that Rina is the same. Is able. When you're a weak person, and you ask people advice, that's no big deal because you don't know what you're talking about. But when you're strong-minded and you're dedicated and you're able to be mevatel yourself to your rebbeim, you're able, and not just in a cute way, I have a shaila to ask you, in a pnimius, in a deep emotional way, to be able to put yourself aside and to listen to somebody else, this couple, Emir Tashem, will be, we're here in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. You guys are here in Yerushalayim, not in the 5 pounds, not in Cleveland. In Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, we're all here. We're all here together. No pressure. Hashem will help this Zivig. I cannot believe I'm standing here. I'm saying this publicly. This is literally like I'm standing by my son, by my family, standing with a person. A person, look how humble he is. Look how humble Nachi is. Rina and her family, I saw that was a great dance. I know your family, your grandparents, I don't know, all sides. But just to have that dance, the Shabbos that we spent together, your son, your children, this is literally a simcha for each and every person here. Because know what it is? It's Ein Shum Yeish Ba'olam Klal. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.